Well, you know.
Thank you. Unfortunately, I don't. Sorry.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Call the meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Mr. Keith?
Here.
Mr. Dunlap?
Here.
Mr. Hess?
Here.
Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Motion to approve the minutes from May 14th. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carried. Any public comment? Mr. Degenkolb. Good morning.
Good morning. Are there other public comments?
None.
If not, I'm going to decline.
Okay.
Thank you.
Executive sessions, there were no executive sessions held between May 14th and May 27th. Next on the agenda, we have a proclamation to present. And Commissioner Hess, would you like to just begin?
Thank you. This is Child Welfare Services Providers Appreciation Week. This is for the week of June 9th through the 13th, 2025. Whereas every day in Pennsylvania, thousands of children receive services from child welfare service providers as a result of their involvement with county child welfare agencies. And whereas Pennsylvania recognizes the risks and need to intervene to protect the state's children and families and provide services for the betterment of their lives. And whereas many of the services provided to children and families through Pennsylvania's child welfare system are provided by private service providers working with county child welfare agencies. Whereas these providers fulfill crucial services that help protect children, strengthen families, and prevent future abuse and neglect.
Whereas child welfare service providers work with children who have experienced trauma and have been victimized by physical abuse, sexual abuse, neglect, and other forms of maltreatment. Whereas child welfare service providers bring culturally relevant and trauma-informed expertise to their work in family preservation, foster and other out-of-home care, counseling, behavioral health treatment, independent living skills, and other challenging areas. Whereas child welfare service providers must develop and maintain substantial knowledge and skills surrounding the needs and rights of families, laws, regulations, and so forth surrounding child welfare, in the intricacies of working with child welfare agencies. Whereas child welfare service providers exhibit tremendous dedication to the endeavor of protecting children and families, often with uncertain financial security, in the inevitable challenging work of serving traumatized individuals.
And whereas child welfare service providers continue to face significant challenges related to the recruitment and retention of staff at a time when children and families need to have significantly increased. And whereas county child welfare agencies and the entirety of Pennsylvania child welfare system benefit greatly from the commitment, dedication, and the perseverance of the child welfare service providers. And therefore, we, the commissioners of Indiana County, do hereby proclaim the week of June 9th through the 13th, 2025, as Child Welfare Service Providers Appreciation Week in Pennsylvania, and recognize that many children and families have benefited greatly from the efforts of child welfare service providers. Dated this 28th day of May, 2025, I move this as a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Motion carried. And with us today, we have summer caseworkers
And we'll do it here. Amanda, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's think in common.
Just thank you for everything, and we appreciate the support of the commissioners and the county. These guys do an amazing job, and the things that they see in life are things that people should never have to see, yet they stand strong and come back every single day just to make sure that the kids of our county are taken care of, and I truly appreciate their dedication.
I'm terrible at remembering last names, so could you introduce everybody so I don't have to mess with it?
Yeah, of course.
That's up their name.
Yeah, so this is one of my placement workers, Jessalyn Pale. Another one of my placement workers, Kayla Dusak. And then one of my intake workers, Shelby Oswald.
Thank you.
The care center online. I can't see who else.
Well, my program specialist, I believe, is online. Vicki Weaver.
Vicki Weaver's there. I didn't know if you recognize any other names on it.
Yes.
Or if anybody wants to speak up from online, but yeah.
Well, we do truly appreciate what the department does, because you're truly corrupting the statement that you made. Your staff actually see things that you would not normally see as citizens of Indiana County. And honestly, I've said this many times in other departments that serve the county. The stuff that we hear, the stuff that we see, you would never think that it happens here in Indiana County. But you have seen it firsthand, and we truly appreciate your efforts, and definitely the dedication and commitment that you all make. Because truly, if it wasn't for you, these children wouldn't have the protection that you actually provide to them. You were their only protection between that and what's harming them. And I can't even imagine what those children think at the times when you walk through that door. It's probably like a godsend. They came to help them. So thank you.
I just want to stress that what the public sees as far as the front end, as far as what you're doing, going out investigating and doing substantiation of cases and being able to help place and look for adopted families and so forth. That's the front end. But the back end is all those regulations and all the hoops that you have to jump through, and all the reporting. The state is really has a lot of cumbersome regulations that you're having to deal with too. So it's hard. It's hard not just on the front end of working with the kids, but it's keeping up with all those state regulations and all that. And of course, we always worry about the finances too. So we appreciate your work.
I would like to say thank you for all that you do. There's a lot of layers to child welfare services. And I know you shoulder a lot. And I know this isn't just a job to y'all. It's a calling, and that's appreciated. And we do, I think you did mention there's some private provider types of folks on there. And I don't know if there's anything they would like to say, but we want to acknowledge not only the county funded and the county apparatus that is here, but also these private providers are a vital part of the system as well. So
yeah, I see Vicki on, and I see Jessica Clark from the care center.
Good.
I was just going to say very quickly, this is Jessica Clark from the care center. I just wanted to express how grateful I am for all of the staff at Children and Youth Services, because we work very closely with them, and I just don't think they get enough credit for the hard work that they put in and the hours that they work that nobody sees. So I just want to say thank you.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and come up and get a picture here.
Sure.
Mike, if you can take a step in closer. Thank you.
Nina, Josh, I'm just stay where you are. Okay.
Before we go, we have
thanks.
We have your four names once again. Your name, Miss?
Shelby, S-H-E-L-B-Y, last name's Oswald, O-S-W-A-L-T.
Okay, your name?
A-A-Y-L-A, Dusack, D as in dog, U-S-A-C-K.
Justin, J-S-S-A-L-Y-T-A-L-H-E-L.
And your name once again?
Amanda.
Amanda?
Steiner, S-T-E-I-N-E-R.
Thank you very much. Sorry to be bothered. Sorry to be bothered.
Okay. Y'all like that?
And just like we mentioned, our next article of business is from Children and Youth, and it's actually agreements for private providers. And Vicki, good morning.
Good morning, commissioners. So I'd like to start with the fiscal year 25-26 non-placement listings. We have Alternative Community Engagement Solutions. This is a fiscal year 25-26 contract. It's also a renewal. So we affectionately call them ACES. They provide a multitude of services to our agency. They do a lot of assessments for us, anger management needs assessments, parenting assessments, and then they will also do therapies and parenting programs and supervised visits for us. So they have agreed to keep the rates the same from last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next, Center for Deaf and Hearing.
That's correct. So this is a renewal contract also for the 25-26 fiscal year. The Center for Deaf and Hearing, they are actually located in Pittsburgh, PA, but we contract with them to do interpretation and translation for anyone with a hearing issue. the cost did increase about $10 per hour. And so this provider, we've been very lucky. We've not had to use them yet, but we do keep them contracted every year so that we can access them if there is a need. So the cost of these services will come from our general fund and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Next, Indiana Health Physicians.
That's correct. This is for the DBA, IRMC, and IPG. This is for the fiscal year 25-26. It's a renewal. This particular program is for the Plans of Safe Care Coordinator. We contract with the hospital and these departments so that we have a social worker up there that works specifically with mothers who are addicts, get them on a plan of safe care, get them into the appropriate services that are necessary. So the rates remain the same. And the cost of these services come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Mental, psychological.
Dr. Carolyn Menta has Menta Psychological. This is a renewal contract for her for the 25-26 fiscal year. She's located here in Indiana. She is a psychologist who has agreed to contract with us. She does bonding assessments, parental capacities, and mental injury evals, and the psychological evaluations. Now, she did increase her rates a little bit to cover the cost this year, and she said that the cost of these services, they'll come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Approve a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those the same. Next, Vanco.
Evanco International is, we affectionately call it CAPS around here. It's our child accounting and profile system. So this is for fiscal year 25-26. This is a renewal also. This is the CAPS version 18 upgrade. It is actually factored into the IT and grant that Teresa does for us. And so the cost of it is $4,808.61.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And moving on to placements.
We do. It's the fiscal year 25-26 placement listing. I'd like to start with Lifespan Family Services. This is a renewal contract for them. This is a provider who has a couple different offices, but the main one that we focus with is Punxsutawney. They have a large amount of licensed foster homes, and they will also do case management services with the children. So they have a breakdown of 9 different classifications of foster care. I don't want to go into all of them, but they will do the medically needy, and they have also proposed to do a complex case classification for us. So the rates will remain the same as last year, and the cost of these services will come from our general fund and will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same. Next, Family Pathways.
Family Pathways is a renewal contract for the 25-26 fiscal year. They are located in Butler, and again, they are a provider that has licensed foster homes for children birth to 21. Their rates this year, 3 of the classifications decreased and 3 of them increased. So, but the increase was minor, $10 a day. The cost of these services will be coming from our general fund, and it will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next is Jefferson County Detention Center.
Yes, and don't let that be misleading. It says Jefferson County, but that is in Ohio. So this particular contract is based mostly for JPO services. They have a detention center and shelter. They do an on-ground school, and they provide group interactions for each of the youth that are placed there. The rates are proposed to remain the same as last year, and the cost and services will come from our general fund and it will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Next, Children's Aid Home Program.
And that is located in Somerset County. This is a provider that has a residential program for boys and girls. They have a psychiatrist and nursing staff right on campus. They will do a partial program on campus, but they can also send the children to public school if they're doing well enough. they also have a foster home program. It's very limited, and they do mostly teenagers. So we have not had to use the foster home program, I don't believe, for the last year, but we do keep it in a contract so that it's there for us. There has been a slight increase, and when I say slight, it's $1.50 a day is what they have proposed as the increase on their rates. The cost of these services will come from our general fund, and it'll be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve. Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. And last is New Life Adolescents.
Now, this is a residential group home that is in Hillsdale, PA. This is a renewal contract for the 25-26 fiscal year. This group home is for females only. It is registered through the Purchase Line High School, so the girls, most of the girls go to the public school at Purchase Line. Some of them have to do cyber if their behaviors are not warranting being out in a public school. They do group therapy, and they also have access to outpatient services. They are willing to do a complex case, which is a one-to-one ratio, one staff to one child. Cost to these services will come from our general fund, and it will be utilized as needed.
Motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay. Thank you, Vicki, for all the work you do to put all these private providers agreements together and finding all this stuff for these children.
I'm just happy that we have the providers that we do and that we're able to get contracted services in place for our kids.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have Amanda Schroeder with a project modification. Amanda, hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
This project modification request is for the Justice System Response Grant that provides funding for the diversion program out of the DEA's office and for the medication assisted treatment program out of the Indiana County Jail. This modification requests to extend the grant period that is to be ending in June through September 29th of 2025. The modification also requests a voluntary reduction of funding by $127,179 that is projected to be unspent through the end of September.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor, aye. Opposed, the same. Period. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Okay, from Domestic Relations Office, we have a service agreement. And Director, good morning.
Good morning. This service agreement is for principal court reporting out of Johnstown. We recently had to create this contract due to our other vendor choosing not to participate anymore. So we kind of had to put this together. This contract actually is going to be more fiscally feasible than the one that we had. So they're agreeing to do this for a very decent price. This agreement will run to the end of September. Then I will have to renew it again because our cooperative agreement will begin on October 1st of 2025 and run through 2030. So there'll be a bunch of new contracts coming here in the coming months.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agreement? Second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Motion carries. Darren, thank you for the work and thanks for the reduction. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. You guys all have a good day.
You too. Okay, from the Emergency Management Agency, we have Director Stutzman. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Before you today are two separate projects. One is a rather large undertaking. It involves the current microwave backhaul connectivity that is part of the public safety radio network. When we built the network out back in 2011, this was one of the pieces that was put in to do connectivity in the more rural areas of the county where we were not able to get fiber connectivity to those tower sites. So the intention is to replace that aging equipment and update it with new technology at the 12 sites that the microwave is used at. I can list that if you'd like, or.
We're talking about the southern and northern rings?
Correct, yes. So the southern ring would be from our Penview site to Ropers and Penview to Strong's Hill. Also our Kiske site to Young Township and Young Township to Shalakta and then Strong's Hill to Blue Spruce, which is where the northern ring picks up, and it would be Blue Spruce to Senex, which is out near Plumville, Senex to Cavode, Cavode to Banks Township, Banks to Kinner Hill, Kinner Hill to Cherry Tree. In the internal part of that, we have fiber that is connecting, which provides us with a redundant network. Thank goodness, because during the last several months' storms, we've been able to maintain the public safety radio network because of this combination of fiber and microwave. So the proposal is under a state contract to make the acquisition. State contract pricing on this is $333,899.36. And we would use our capital funds from EMA and 911 to cover the cost of the procurement.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Next is another equipment purchase.
Yes, the other one is a generator for our hazmat station located at the Indiana County Public Safety Academy. Again, with all of our recent storms that we've encountered in the county, this particular facility, that building, does not have emergency power, and we found ourselves a little lacking during an outage that most of the county experienced over that storm at the end of April. This request is to install a 30K generator into this building that would allow us to have full functionality of that building during any type of electrical outage. The cost to procure the generator from Curtis Power Solutions is $35,038, and EMA will take on the burden of building out the connectivity and the foundations internally for that structure, for that device.
Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, commissioners.
Next, from the Office of Planning and Development, we have a budget revision. Ms. Zach, would you like to present?
Yes. The Office of Planning and Development in Indiana Borough requesting that the commissioners approve budget revision number one for the borough's 2021 CDBG programs. The requested budget revision will reduce the administration budget line by $10,000 from $25,286 to $15,286 and increase the planning activity line item from $10,000 to $20,000. These 2021 CDBG funds will be utilized with the borough's 2023 CDBG planning activity funds and $7,000 from downtown Indiana to develop a plan to deliver the downtown Indiana 8th Street corridor project. The total project costs are $27,000. The study area will encompass South 8th Street corridor from School Street on the southern boundary of Philadelphia Street to Philadelphia Street's northern boundary. It is anticipated that this study will be done by the end of December of this year.
Motion to approve the revision?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you, Luann.
Thank you.
Next, liquid fuels for County Aid and Director Stauffer. Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. The Office of Planning and Development requests approval of the following application for County Aid under the administration of the Indiana County Liquid Fuels Funding. Request authorization for the Chief Clerk to submit the necessary liquid fuels funding encumbrance to PennDOT District 10 for an application for County Aid on behalf of Greenwood Township for an allocation of $80,000 to partially offset eligible project costs for the Hickory Road and Quince Road Culver Bridge replacement projects and associated 3-inch superpave installation. This project will leverage additional state and local match funding and will provide proper and effective asset management of these local roadway corridors. The total estimated project costs are $280,000. The proposed County Aid allocation of $80,000 represents just under 29% of the total project costs.
Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. I actually visited that over the weekend. That's a mess.
Short-term inconvenience for a long-term benefit.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, next.
This is related to projects out at the airport, the next two items. The Office of Planning and Development on behalf of the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority requests approval of a stormwater management agreement between the county and White Township to support the construct hangar, apron, taxiway, and parking lot projects at the Jimmy Stewart Airport located in White Township. The project includes the construction of a 12,000 square foot corporate hangar along with the apron, taxiway, and parking lot, which is the first phase of the project, all impervious areas, thus requiring additional stormwater infrastructure. The county has secured a $1.2 million federal grant and a state grant of $1.5 million through PennDOT that will construct the infrastructure. The stormwater management agreement confers responsibilities to the county in following the White Township Stormwater Management Ordinance. The fee is $575 that will be paid by the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority. I already have the check. And request signatures of all county commissioners.
Do I have a motion to approve the agreement?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Those the same. Motion carried. Next is the waterline agreement.
Yeah, this is a developer's agreement for water relocation, also at the airport. The Office of Planning and Development on behalf of the Indiana County Municipal Airport Authority requests approval of a waterline relocation agreement between the county and the Indiana County Municipal Services Authority to support the construct, hangar, apron, taxiway, and parking lot projects at the Jimmy Stewart Airport located in White Township. As previously mentioned, this is part of a project to construct a 12,000 square foot corporate hangar along with the associated apron, taxiway, and parking lot, requiring the relocation of water lines and a new water tap for the hangar. The county has secured a $1.2 million federal grant and a state grant of $1.5 million through PennDOT that will construct the infrastructure. The waterline relocation agreement outlines responsibilities of the authority and the county. The waterline relocation agreement requires a $500 administrative fee, a $2,825 for tap fees, and one connection for the one connection, an initial deposit of $5,595 for inspections, engineering, and legal fees that will be covered by the authority, the ICMSA. Request signatures of all county commissioners, please.
Have a motion to approve the agreement?
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barb.
I just want to say there are three projects going on out there, but this one, Barbara, is family for us, and I really appreciate your help in keeping all the T's crossed and the I's dotted.
And the project headed down the runway.
No pun intended.
Team effort. We got eyes on
it. Yes. Okay. Next, we have a board appointment. And Mary Ann, would you like to present?
I'm asking the board to appoint Mark Hilliard to the Career Track Board. This term would expire June 30th of 2027.
A motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? Opposed, the same? Motion carried. Thank you. Any other business you brought before the board today?
Commissioner, I do have a comment I would like to make. And it is just for the record, I want to register my concern about federal budget cuts. That whether you oppose them or support them, if they happen, there will be an effect for Indiana County, and it could greatly affect our own budget. These effects could be up to and including households losing rental assistance. This could hurt rural communities that rely heavily on Medicaid and stable Medicaid and access to Medicaid, including our rural hospitals and nursing homes. This could produce poverty and hardship for those who are already faced with economic challenges every day. These cuts could reduce support for children, including their access to school meals and other food assistance. These cuts could mean a loss of health, food, and other assistance for those with disabilities and veterans. These cuts could mean a loss of health, food, and other assistance for working families. These cuts could mean higher costs and fewer services for seniors. So I'm just saying that we need to pay attention to what is happening at the federal level. And I just wanted to have that on the record. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we've actually made the comments for the last two or three budgets that even with the county budget, these cuts could affect the county budget by reimbursements. But we have actually said prior to this that during our own county budgets, when it gets down to if we need to keep the tax line in place, their services that the county provides could actually either be reduced or things could be cut. And I could remember one of the things is cutting out the parks. You know, that was one of the things that was brought up at one of our meetings, you know, do we cut the park system? And those are the things that, you know, we look at every time, and especially this year, knowing what we know with federal and down to state and down to county, but we started our budget process back in February. We have actually met with all of our departments, our directors, and we told them the direction that we are looking to choose to go. That we are going to need their help in getting to the ultimate bottom line. We have a lot of work to do. Again, we are waiting on the budgets coming from the state and the federal government because they don't coincide with county budgets. So once we put all the pieces together, we will come up with a budget for this county at the end of the year. And again, we have a lot of work to do. So, yes. Commissioner Dunlap?
We all have concern about what's going on at the federal level and down. I've not had a chance to read the entire federal proposed budget. It's a lengthy document. I have been looking at it. There are places where I think the cuts could be warranted, and I think there's places where the cuts are of a concern. We've met with all of our federal representatives recently. We conveyed concern to them. We've opened the lines of communication. We continue to send information to them with our concerns. We've talked with our state representatives. We have a very good relationship with them, and we are expressing our concerns to them about where our needs are. So personally, I'm very concerned. I may not express it as eloquently as you should sometimes, but that doesn't mean that I'm not as concerned. We have been actively working behind the scenes.
Well, there's no competition here for the amount of concern that we all have for our constituents. And I want the public to know that these are not cuts to the budget. In fact, these so-called cuts increase the national deficit, the national debt level. And these are not cuts. These are actually shifts of costs of essential services for the neediest and the most vulnerable in our society. They are shifting to the state, who are then shifting them to the county level, and we just don't have it. I'm glad you mentioned our federal and state contingencies. They are well aware of the effects. They are well aware of it. So I am hoping that the public will make their concerns known, that we are in some serious times here.
And actually, when you mentioned go from federal to state to county, this also directly goes down to local government. And how many times have we sat there, and when it comes up to the voting process, how many times have we sat here and said the most important decisions of elections that will happen is your local government? That's where it starts, people, right there. You know, local governments, township, boroughs, school districts, it all starts right there. So this is something we don't take lightly. And I will tell you that this board looks at the budget. Like I said, we started early this year in February because we knew we were going to have a problem. So, with that being said, any other business to be brought before the board today? Not hearing none, our next regular meeting is going to be June 11th here in the hearing room at 10:30. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor, aye. Aye. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you.